to Close It Now, the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Okay, welcome to the grand finale of the Energy Series. This is the episode where everything we've been covered, we've been covering becomes real, tangible, transformational, because this is not just how to close a sale. This is about how to close with energy. This is episode nine. This is the sacred close when energy becomes decision. This is how to guide a homeowner with calm confidence, how to lead someone from uncertainty into peace, and how to become someone they trust, not because of what you say, but because of who you are when it matters most. So stick around. It's going to be a great episode today. But first, let's do a section of what is in your cup. What's in your cup today? Somebody messaged me the other day. They said every single time they're listening and I say that, it's usually a Monster or some sort of a Bang or some sort of energy drink. What's in your cup? Mine right today is English breakfast tea. I've already had actually two cups of coffee today, so I switched to tea. So no, I'm sorry. This is English tea time. There's a difference. English tea time. So we've got a little bit of cream and sugar in here. Not much. Actually, it's not sugar. I use honey because it is a non-processed sugar. So be careful of the amount of sugar that you put in your body because it does some really bad things to you. So stay away from processed sugars. But what is in your cup today? Is it water? Make sure you stay hydrated. It's starting to warm up. Today's Thursday, May 29th. And we're actually going to talk about why I'm recording this episode, which normally releases on Mondays, ideally. Why we've got some delay. But that's for the end of the episode. So let's cheers this episode. Let's toast our time together today in Drive Time University. 3, 2, 1. All right. So let's hop into this. So here's a recap. This is episode 9 of a 9-part series we've been doing, the Energy Evolution. So over the last 8 episodes, we've uncovered the invisible side of elite sales performance, the energy side. So we started with the science of presence, grounding yourself so the homeowner feels safe. Energy matching, meeting people where they are emotionally. You know, not taking on their emotion, but how to lead with your energy. Identity and intention, understanding that who you are matters more than what you say. We covered listening at the 3 different levels. Hearing not just words, but the meaning and emotion behind the words. How to listen for the energy shifts in the appointment. We covered belief transfer, leading with your certainty so they can borrow it. You know, they don't have to know all the details and they don't have to have confidence in your product. They have to have confidence in you, that you have confidence in your product or service or whatever it is that we're doing. If it's an HVAC system, if it's garage, if it's plumbing, if it's a water heater, if it's a tankless, if it's electrical, you know, your EV chargers, generators, you name it, whatever it is that you do, they just have to have the confidence and certainty that you know it's going to work for them. That's the biggest, one of the big differences between top performers and everybody else. Everyone else thinks we have to educate them, the homeowner, to the point where they have all of the confidence that the thing is, they know all the details about it and they know it's going to work. They don't. They don't even want to learn that most of the time. They just need the confidence that you know it works. So Then we talked about energetic objection handling, neutralizing fear before it becomes resistance. And then we talked about completion signals, spotting readiness even before the homeowner speaks it. We covered energetic mirrors, recognizing that resistance often reflects your own tension. You, when that happens, it's because they're mirroring you. We've talked a lot about brain science along the way, and now we arrive at the end and the beginning with the sacred close. So the moment where all of your alignment, your presence, leadership, it transforms energy into decision. So this is going to be a fun one. So one thing I want to talk to you about first is the close is a moment of leadership. Let's reframe what closing actually means. It's not about pressure. It's not about manipulation. And it's definitely not about dumping every last word out of your mouth in a panic. So many times that happens to us. We're like, oh, well, they haven't closed yet. They're not saying yes. So I just have to tell them more and more details and more stats and all these things. It's the opposite of that. Closing is leadership. Work to become a better leader in your life. Start with yourself, a leader of one, a leader of many. If you can't lead one, you can't lead any. So work to become a leader of yourself first. And then by extension, you start leading more and more people. That's how you truly attain mastery in closing, is you're a leader throughout the close. So it's staying calm when they feel unsure. It's staying grounded when they feel unsteady. It's holding space so they can make a decision that feels good. We don't force decisions. We help people feel confident enough to make one. There's a major mindset difference here. When you show up this way, you're not just selling, you're serving. And this is such a big difference. So let's get into some of the brain science behind this, the brain science of resolution. This is the neuroscience, so to speak. So there's a reason that the closing section of your appointment feels like pressure to homeowners. It's biology. It's just the way we're wired. And this is the reason so many times, unless you're practiced at it and you're skilled at it, why you feel like there's pressure and you're pressuring and you don't want to pressure, and all of this internal story in your head starts to happen. So here's what's happening. The human brain hates unresolved loops. A lot of you may have heard this expression in the past, that nature abhors a vacuum. So what that means is if there's a space, it's going to fill it. So the brain hates unresolved loops. This is why when we're watching movies, when it has a nice bow on the end and all the storylines resolve, it feels good. When they don't, it creates tension and we walk away going, oh man, this feels wrong. This didn't end how it was supposed to be or how it was supposed to. When there's no decision, the brain stays in tension. That's stress, that's hesitation, that's uncertainty. But when you guide the homeowner to clarity, the brain rewards it. It releases dopamine. This is dopamine. It quiets the anxiety. It delivers relief. So uncertainty creates tension. Clarity creates peace. It's important to know this. Guess what? The peace feels good. So no, closing isn't manipulation, it's completion, it's relief, it's service. This is why when it's done right, this is how it sounds. You know, one of the ways that we can do it, well, not how it sounds, this is what happens. You know, when we close with the right amount of certainty, when we give that relief, the homeowner feels that dopamine hit when they've made the decision, when it shows up, this is why all of a sudden, and you've all experienced this, the bigger the project, the more grateful that homeowner is. The more they thank you for helping them make the decision. The bigger the project, the more they start to give you things extra. It's almost like they feel this connection to you now. It's like they literally just wrote you a check for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $70,000, whatever it is, or signed on the line that is dotted for, you know, for your financing programs, for your financing programs and for your investment, for huge amounts. And then they're hugging you and shaking your hand and high-fiving and you're laughing, and they give you food. They feed you on the way. They tip you. They give you, they gift you bottles of expensive whiskey. They all of these things. They start to invite you to their family events, to the family reunion or the barbecue on the weekend, the bar mitzvahs. The one time I got invited to a Jewish circumcision, and I went because, holy cow, how cool to get into invited to a special one-time moment in this family's life, and they wanted me to be a part of it, and I sold them a heater and air conditioning system. I mean, wow, talk about building relationship. This is what happens when you close that loop in such a way where they feel like you've served them, you've helped them make a decision that they know they need to make. They were just resistant to the commitment. This is truly serving at the highest level. So there's several ways to do this. So one of the things that I want to do is give you some verbiage around this. So let's walk through maybe some different verbiage for closing than you've heard before, because we're going to anchor the value. It's a several step process when it comes to actually asking for the business. And this is, I don't know if you knew this, statistically, 80% of people in any form of a sales role do not even ask for the business one time. So get into the 20%. Then, of course, start asking for the business over and over and over, and now you're rising to the 1%. But let me give you some verbiage around this that matches the flow of what we've been building. So step one, and here's how it sounds when it's done right. Step one, we've got to anchor the value. And it could sound like, so we've walked through everything. Can you see how we're going to solve the problems we discussed to take care of your home and family? Nice, simple, easy question. Of course, when you're in the moment, you're going to refer back to the specifics. Refer back to the problems that we talked about. Can you see how we're going to, you know, fix that one bedroom that is always hot in the summer or cold in the winter, and it's going to make it closer to, we're going to even out those temperatures so that little Johnny or little Jane doesn't have to sleep with the extra blankets, doesn't lay there sweating, etc. Can you see how we're going to solve the problem of the water pollution in the area? We're going to clean that water up so your family is no longer poisoning themselves and is drinking nice, clear, clean, healthy water to stay hydrated, to live a better life, etc. You can see that where we're going for with this. So apply it to your specific, the problems you're solving in the house, and can you see how we're going to solve those problems so that these problems are taken care of and you won't have to live like that? So to take care of your home and family. Yes. Okay. At this point, and so here's step two, we're going to shift the focus to trust. We're keeping it away from the price because it's not about price. It's about trust. If the trust was there, the price is irrelevant. So we're going to focus on trust. So verbiage for step two could sound something like, at this point, would you agree it's not really about if it needs to be done? It's about who you want to trust with it. At this point, would you agree it's not really about if it needs to be done? It's about who you want to trust with it. And then that will open up a more of a conversation typically, or lots of times what happens is they just say, yeah, absolutely. We know it needs to be done. That's why you're here. We're just trying to decide on who we're choosing. Okay. All right. So this is the calm confidence and permission. So I've got a couple different versions of step three for you. I want to give you some examples. Craft your own. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. We've got actually four different versions here. We've got the first one, which is, so after we've asked, so we've walked through everything. Can you see how we're going to solve the problems we discussed to take care of your home and family? Yes. At this point, would you agree it's not really about if it needs to be done? It's about who you want to trust with it. Yes. Okay. Do you feel like what you've heard and felt from us lines up with what you're looking for? So we're asking a feeling question. This is important. Do you feel like what you've heard and felt from us lines up with what you're looking for? That's version one. Version two, do you feel like we're the right team and I am the right person to take care of this for you? So we're humanizing it a little bit. Use whichever version that you feel more comfortable with. They both accomplish very similar things. And the better that you get at recognizing the type of buyer you're in front of, you'll choose the one that applies. So I'll go through both of those again. Then I'll give you another couple versions. So do you feel like what you've heard and felt from us lines up with what you're looking for? Yes. Or do you feel like we're the right team and I am the right person to take care of this for you? So that's step three. And then we need to actually do the closing question, because they can answer yes to that and still give you a stall, still give you an objection. So what we do after that is we can go with the Doug Wyatt version, which is, so once we ask, do you feel like we're the right team and I'm the right person to take care of this for you? Then ask, will you trust me with this project? And they say yes. Great. The next steps are just walk them right through it. Assume the sell and walk them through the next steps. Just go straight for it. Or if you're using version two, do you feel like we're the right team and I'm the right person to take care of this for you? Yes. Okay. The next steps are, this is my version. Okay. The next steps are, first, I just need you to authorize a couple documents. We'll get the application done for your monthly investment and pick an install day. And then work it backwards. Start on the install day. So I've got Tuesday or Thursday. What works best? Or whatever your options are. Start there. Just assume it and go straight into it. Now, this session is not about handling objections. That's a whole different conversation. But I will tell you, if you've done steps 1 through 8 correctly in this process and you've nailed the energy along the way, it's going to blow your mind. You have so many fewer objections once you finally get here. And when you ask these clarification questions, so again, 1, 2, and 3. So we've walked through everything. Can you see how we're going to solve the problems we discussed to take care of your home and family? Yes. Step 2, at this point, would you agree it's not really about if it needs to be done? It's about who you want to trust with it. Yes. Step 3, do you feel like we're the right team and I'm the right person to take care of this for you? Yes. Okay. The next steps are, we'll pick a date for install, authorize a couple documents, and get the application filled out for your monthly investment. We have Tuesday or Thursday. What works better? We have Wednesday and Monday. What works better? Give them 2 options. Use the option close. Assume the sale and option close. So you're not selling like this. You're serving. This is such a big difference. So when it comes to closing, it's all about who you are in the close. Because here's the truth. Most salespeople, most reps, they lose the sale not because of what they said, but because of how they showed up, especially in the close. When the numbers come out, what happens is they got nervous. They rushed. You have to budget time for the close. Budget as much time from the minute that the numbers come out. If your process normally takes, call it, 45 minutes or an hour to get to showing numbers, or an hour and a half to get to showing numbers, you better budget at least another 30 minutes to 45 minutes for the close. At least. This is where most people fail. They'll budget a 2 hour window. And if their process normally takes an hour and a half with no complications or no complexities, and they stack another appointment on top of it, we have no time left to walk people confidently and comfortably through the close. This is why you're getting so many B-backs and so many follow-ups. You didn't even build enough time to start with to take them through the whole process. The complete whole process is also walking through closing in a systematic, organized, comfortable, trusted way, allowing yourself enough time to ask the questions. Because there's not a single objection that can't be solved by asking more questions. So what happens is the second those numbers come out, and pay attention to yourself. When you present, do you change? Do you change who you are? Do you get nervous because all of a sudden we're looking at numbers? Do they feel rushed? Do you feel rushed? Are they trying to rush you? Does it feel like you're trying to rush them? Do you start to overtalk? This is one of the biggest pitfalls. But when you stay calm, grounded, and congruent, that's what earns trust. When you don't change, the minute those numbers come out, you have calm confidence to just say yes. When you show up as someone worth trusting, people say yes. Because, and we've done this when we buy. You can pay attention when you buy things. When someone shows you numbers, if they get nervous and start over talking, your confidence drops to the floor. You've all experienced it. Then we get into these situations and we do the same thing, not recognizing it, not looking in a mirror and seeing ourselves doing the same thing. And we wonder why the appointment went awesome. I wonder it seemed like they lost trust in me at the end. And then we blame it on, oh, our prices were too high. We blame it on all these other things, but that's not it. What happened is they lost trust in you because all of a sudden you're nervous. If you're nervous about your numbers, if you're not confident in your numbers and the value you bring to the table, they're not going to be either. You start to overtalk, you start to overexplain. When somebody has maybe a hesitation or they're just digesting, and then we start to fill the void with, and this is why this is a great decision, and here's the specs behind it, and to see how this makes more logical sense, we're over talking and over explaining at that point. Every bit of that should have been done before this place. So your energy is contagious. If you're relaxed, they'll relax. If you're confident, they'll trust. If you're congruent, they'll commit. So, and here's really where this comes together. This is the second emotion. This is painting the picture. Because we've said it, I've said it before over and over. People buy based on emotion, they justify it with logic, and then they validate that logical choice with a second emotion. And this is the piece that most people miss. You know, we've talked for a long time, if a buying decision is like driving a car, logic is the steering wheel. It points the wheels in the right direction. Great. But without emotion, emotion is the gas pedal to take action and take action now. If we're logically it, oh, it totally makes sense. Yep. You know, you're the company we want to use. You're the best salesman ever, saleswoman ever. We never had anybody better. You were awesome. You totally know what you're doing. Yep, project makes total sense. Well, that's all logic. But without the emotional driver behind it, it stays there. And like, okay, great. Send this to us. We're gonna have to think about it. And so then logic steps in. And that's where we stop at. Emotion steps it. And emotion is why you should do this project now with us now. That's the emotion because they know on the other side of it, they're going to start truly experience a difference in their life. The second emotion, the third step in this, the second emotion, this is the power piece. This is what I call that a little emotional bow on the other side of this conversation. And so, what happens is they're going to validate their choice with a second emotion. This is what prevents cancellations. This is what prevents people, talking to somebody else that talks them out of the sale just because maybe it's cheaper. We can beat their price. This prevents that. So the second emotional wave, this is the one that locks it in. So here's what we do. We paint the picture and we're going to invite the, remember we started this conversation with, when we close the decision loop, it gives them dopamine. It gives them the re relief from having to make this decision. So we're going to paint the piece, P-E-A-C-E, the piece. We're going to invite the reliefs, the relief. If I could say this word sentence today, we're going to paint the piece in the picture. We're going to invite the relief. And it could sound something like this. So here's a handful of sentences. So apply what works, what fits the best to you. But here's one. Won't it feel great knowing this is handled? Won't it feel great knowing this is taken care of? Now, isn't it good to know you don't have to worry about this anymore? Isn't it good to know you don't have to worry about this anymore? Or imagine the relief when this is done and you're comfortable again. Imagine the relief when this is done and you've checked this off your mental list and everything's just going to work smoothly from now on. This isn't closing. This is delivering peace into the conversation. We've closed the loop. And with this finality of this is the closing emotion that's going to lock it in. Wow, wouldn't it feel great to know that? So here's story time. I was in State College, Pennsylvania, working with a company up there, and their plumber, incredible salesperson, incredible. I can say that I had a little bit of a hand in it, but he did the work. I think he's number two or number three in the entire Nexstar network as far as top selling plumbers in the entire country. And so the conversation was, the owner and some of the sales manager was like, man, we need you to talk to this guy. You know, he does great work. He gets big sales, but he has the most cancels of anybody. And, everybody else gets, it's not that he gets negative reviews. Everybody else gets great reviews and positive reviews. He just doesn't get any, even though he's the top salesperson in the plumbing department, hands down, far and away. So, okay. So I worked with him on the permission stack, asking permission and getting people to lean in. But this is the only other thing that I worked with him on in this conversation was the emotional bow at the end of it. So here's true story. He came in the next day and sat down in the training room, almost crying at this experience, and was just blown away at how this truly changed things in the conversation. So what he said is he went out to this home. They had a backed up plumbing. The actual main had burst or something. So it was going to be a massive repair. I want to say the number was like 15,000-17,000, somewhere in that range. And so he's standing in the basement with the gentleman and starts asking. And the other thing I was like, ask deeper questions, find out why they're wanting to make decisions, find out the whys. Well, come to find out, this homeowner, this gentleman, and then the woman was there. They were engaged to be married, and they were going to be, their wedding was in 2 weeks, and they were just buying this house to move into once they got back from their honeymoon. And so he's like, wow, so this is pretty important to get it done. Yeah, absolutely. So they go through the details, gets the job signed, and let me set the scenario. He's in the basement with the gentleman. The fiance, she is upstairs in the kitchen, up the stairs, can hear what's going on, but was doing something else. And he says, won't it feel great to know that when you get back from your honeymoon, you'll be able to move straight into this house. Everything's going to be clean. You're not going to have to worry about this issue anymore. And the gentleman starts crying, gives him a hug. The fiance comes down the stairs into the basement that they're standing almost an inch deep of poop in this basement. She comes down there with them to get in on this conversation to thank him, because that clear picture of what life was going to be like when they got back and this is not an issue anymore and it's taken care of, something they're not going to have to worry about. This was the little emotional bow that locked it in. Because I'll tell you, in that town, the nearest competition was at least $5,000 or $6,000 less than their number for, quote unquote, of course, the same project. They didn't even consider the other numbers they got because of the confidence and certainty. And he was able to paint that picture forward so well. They're hugging him and thanking him for taking care of it for him. So that's the little emotional bow on the end of this that wraps it all up and ties it together. This is delivering peace. Does this make sense? Raise your hand if this makes sense to you. So here's some final reflection here. This is the close it now difference. This is closing with integrity. We don't teach manipulation. We don't teach robotic scripts. We train your energy here. You're not here to trick someone into a yes. You're here to guide them to what they already want. This is what makes it sacred. So here's the final framework. Every sacred close has four parts. Presence, so you're grounded, not greedy, not needy, no commission breath, you're presence, you're grounded. Permission, you're aligned, you're not aggressive. You've gotten permission and you're there. Precision, you are clear, you're concise, you're not confusing, you don't over-talk. You're constantly playing the game with yourself. Can I say this in less words and it be just as clear or clearer and just as impactful? Peace, you're confident, not hopeful. You're confident in your presence, in being grounded. You don't close deals, you open doors that allow those yeses to appear and to show up. So here's your moment to reflect. Here's how to debrief yourself after every call. So go back and reflect on your last sales appointment and make yourself this list. First question is, was I grounded? Next question, was I matching? What was I looking at? What was the energy? Number three, was I listening? Number four, was I aligned? Number five, did I resolve? Number six, did I close the energy loop? Now, go listen again. Get to your next appointment. Integrate this. Live it. This is a different type of debrief than most people, you know, most people train. Most people, it's like, okay, did I say this right? Did I do this step after that step? That's good, but this is next level. Was I grounded? Was I matching? Was I listening? Was I aligned? Did I resolve the tension in the appointment? Did we close the energy loop? What happened there? So here's your final challenge. I want you to be able to lead with the completion energy. From now on, don't ask, did I say the right thing? What you're going to ask yourself, did they feel ready to say yes? Did they feel ready to say yes? If you build the energy of completion, you won't have to close the sale. It will come to you. Did you get them to the place where they were ready to say yes? So you're going to sell peace. You're going to sell resolution. You're going to sell trust. So from the first knock to the final sentence, from nervousness to presence, from hesitation to peace, that's what this energy series has been about. You're not just in sales. You are in transformation. You are in leadership. You're in service. The only question left is, are you someone worth buying from? I believe you are. So, love this series. Want to help us out? If this episode or the energy series has made an impact on your mindset, your results, or how you show up for your homeowners, would you do me a favor? Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Go to Google and just leave a review on Google. Leave a review on Google. It helps more than you know. It's how we get this message in front of more people who need it. And if you've been listening for a while and you haven't left one yet, why not? Now's the time. I'd be incredibly grateful to get some more reviews. The more reviews you leave, the better guests that I can get on the show. So let's talk coaching for a minute. If you're ready to take this energy and turn it into unstoppable momentum, I've got three powerful ways to plug in. One is there are still a couple spots left in my one-on-one coaching calendar that now people have messaged me. We might end up on a waiting list, but right now, because I only have a certain number, the one-on-one coaching, this is a deep dive. We work together directly to rewire your mindset, sharpen your skills, and scale your results faster than you ever thought possible. You want elite performance? This is it. So one-on-one coaching. The next is what we call trade scale. This is company-wide integration. This is for business owners and leadership teams ready to transform their entire organization. From sales to operations to internal accountability, we build and install the systems that scale your playbook, your people, fully aligned and producing. We step in and do it. This is the done with you. It's not done for you. This is the done with you version of, you know, best practice platforms that hand you the systems and say, okay, go implement this. We're walking you hand in hand. We're building your customized system that's not just a one size fits all. Let's fit your company into this box. We're going to customize it. And this is why we see such insane numbers. The last company we're working with that's onboarding right now, they're, you know, we're 2 years into business. Their goal was to go from 2 million to 4 million. And once we actually did a, if you've ever done a market research study, once we did a market study, we realized it's insanely possible and very simple to get to more like 12 million instead of 4 or 5 within, and be clocking that in the next 12 months. If that's the type of growth that you want to see in your organization, that is what TradeScale is. So reach out to me about that. I'll give you a way to reach out here in just a minute. And now what's coming? Actually, so ways to reach out. You get a hold of Sam at closeitnow.net. Shoot me an email directly. You can go to closeitnow.net and fill out the contact us form, the book a call form on there. Or go to the Facebook group, join the Facebook group, and just search Close It Now. It'll come right up on Facebook and shoot me a message on Facebook. You'll find me anywhere you search Close It Now. I'll come right up. Or you can go to Instagram, the real Close It Now on Instagram. You can message me, or on LinkedIn, of course, as also Sam Wakefield with Close It Now. So what's coming? I'm excited about this. We're building a couple new things. One is we're building something special, a Close It Now mastermind for group training, peer sharpening, iron sharpens iron, growth at the highest level. So we're building a mastermind, which is going to be a way to plug in and develop this network of people who your network is your net worth. And so we're going to build a mastermind. So that's not ready to launch just yet, but when it does, you're going to love it. The other thing I'm working on, and I'm most excited about this, you've heard me talk about knocking doors and door to door for a long time now. We finally found the right partners to do this with. We're working on a full door-to-door sales training experience. We've got a live event that we're working on coming up. We don't have it booked just yet, but we've got a couple day live event. We're going to boot camps. We're going to have live coaching. We're going to have the most aggressive coaching track yet. We've got different levels for it, but it's going to be taking your company from being reactive to proactive, from stop relying on the digital heroin to grow your business. When the leads get expensive or they dry up, does your company dry up? Or do you say, you know what, we don't even need those. We just supplement with some digital every now and then, but we create a brand and we go get business no matter the time of year. And because we get to choose who we talk to in the neighborhoods we want to talk to, in the demographics they have, we get to set the price that we want to get for our projects because they're not shopping, we're just closing. That's the difference with the door-to-door team. So, in fact, I got a message from a friend of mine last year, what they did with the company. I did one, so here's some numbers. I did one-hour virtual session with one of his guys, and they did $80,000 in sales from door-to-door last year. And his message was, we didn't give it anywhere close to the attention we should have. And when I realized that was the numbers from one-hour virtual session where I just barely got to scratch the surface with him. They did $80,000 in revenue with the one guy that was in there. He was like, holy moly. So specifically, Oliver said that I know that that will be our best and biggest lead source when we really get this dialed in. And it's absolutely the lowest cost lead source that you could possibly get. And it's exactly who you want to be talking to at the same time. So you're going to want to be a part of this. So stay close to the campfire. So let's go. Are you ready to go? Let's find what's right for you. So DM me coaching on Instagram at The Real Close It Now. Go to closeitnow.net or just email me, Sam at Close It Now. Throw coaching in the subject line. Let's close the gap between where you are and who you're becoming. So everybody, let's close it now. And until next time, everybody, you go continue to be someone worth buying from. You've been
listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.